Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a look at the very start of a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Session 1 of the Sunless Citadel.
Right. Run by the Game Master, GM Wintermute. We've got the transcript here, provided by you, the learner.
Exactly. And our mission, as always, is to pull out the really compelling bits, the key insights for you. You know, for listeners who want that deep understanding, but without getting totally bogged down.
And this session, it's got all the hallmarks, doesn't it? It really sets the stage perfectly.
It really does. I mean, you've got the classic tavern start, Baldur's Gate, no less, then the quest hook, rescuing people.
Yep. Wilderness travel, a nighttime scare.
Oh, yeah. That encounter. And then the first steps into this mysterious sunken citadel. It's great stuff.
Absolutely. So we're going to unpack how it all started rolling and point out some of those details that really catch your eye.
Okay, let's dive in. So the adventure kicks off, as you said, in a tavern.
Time-honored tradition, Baldur's Gate. The players' characters, they wake up feeling pretty good after a night's sleep.
Simple start, but effective, right? Grounds you before things get weird.
Totally. And then we meet an NPC, Garen. He runs the old boy in.
And there's that little funny detail the GM threw in. It's a subsidiary of Choice Hotels International.
Huh, yeah, a little modern wink. Garen serves him breakfast. Sausage, porridge.
And not so great Mel, apparently.
Which is a nice touch, actually.
Yeah.
That little bit of, like, mundane reality. Not everything's epic fantasy food.
Good point. Makes the other stuff stand out more. So they start talking about the quest and ready to go rescue these people.
And Garen, the helpful innkeeper, he offers them rooms for when they get back. Says it'll take maybe, what, 4 or 5 days?
Yeah. Estimates the round trip to the Sunless Citadel, so that sets the clock ticking, gives them a goal.
Exactly. Establishes the time frame, the objective. Mm. Really important early on. Creates that little bit of tension, too. Can they do it in time?
And then, classic D&D moment, they realize their horses are gone.
Oh, yeah. Just vanished.
And Garen's just like, oh, well, I'll look for them while you're gone. A bit cheeky.
Yeah. A nice bit of personality for the NPC. And, you know, a minor hiccup for the party. Keeps things interesting. Shows the world isn't just waiting for them.
Right. Even before they leave the inn. So horses or no horses, they set off, find the old road, though it's pretty overgrown.
They head into the Forest of Tether. And there's some nice world building here.
Named after Ted here, the first elven dragon slayer. Love that detail.
Yeah, it gives the place some history. The terrain gets tough, fallen trees, thick undergrowth. But one character, Navin, is good at this stuff.
Good old Navin. Keeps them on track. Shows how skills matter, right? Even navigation.
Absolutely. Different characters, different strengths. Mm-hmm. That lore drop about the Dragon Slayer, it just adds that bit of flavor, makes the world feel bigger.
Totally agree. These little details really help immerse you.
So the daytime travel is, well, pretty uneventful, actually, despite the rough ground. They make decent progress.
But this is D&D, so the quiet doesn't last long, does it?
Not usually, no. And sure enough, as evening hits, around 7 p.m.
They have that classic choice. Push on in the dark or make camp.
And wisely, especially since some are new to the wilds, they decide to camp. Smart move.
Find a defensible spot, get a fire going. They even tell stories, including about Ted here again. Nice callback.
Keeps the lore alive. And then, crucially, they set up a watch schedule.
Standard adventuring practice. Gotta stay alert. Teamwork, safety first.
Exactly. And it pays off because middle of the night, Navin's on watch.
And he hears something. Rustling. East side. In the trees.
Quietly wakes the others. The sound isn't just isolated. Seems like it's coming from a whole grove nearby.
That ambiguity, that's what builds the suspense, isn't it? The not knowing?
Definitely more unsettling than seeing the monster right away. Lets your imagination run wild.
And then they see them, these weird plant, tree-like
humanoid
things.
Yeah, the transcript says they're unlike anything the characters have seen. That's a great way to signal something unusual is happening here.
Not just your standard goblins. That's a different tone.
Exactly. A cool way for the GM to introduce something novel keeps the players guessing.
And there are four of them. They come out of the trees, heading right for the camp.
And bam, roll for initiative, combat time.
That initiative roll, always a tense moment. Who gets the jump?
It can make all the difference. Getting that first action in, take out a threat early, gain an edge.
So the fight kicks off. Sounds like a mix of things. Spells, like dust being used.
Yeah, disrupts one of them. Then you've got bows, crossbows.
Melee too. Spears, daggers, and someone tries a Molotov cocktail.
Ah, creative. Takes a round of prep, though. Shows players thinking outside the box.
Love that. Using the environment, trying stuff, we also see Booming Blade, that cantrip.
Nice bit of magic in melee. And someone's got dark vision, which is obviously super helpful at night.
Very handy. Though, interestingly, the description says these plant things, they don't have much staying power.
Yeah, they go down relatively quick. Maybe their strength is in numbers or some other trick.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they just have a weakness the party found.
Could be. Anyway, short, sharp fight. Party wins. And they take a look at these weird twiggy bodies.
What a way to start, huh? A really memorable first encounter.
So, for you, the learner, what's the big takeaway from this ambush?
Well, it does a few key things. Shows the wilderness isn't safe. Test the party's combat skills and teamwork right away.
And the type of creature hints that maybe something unnatural is going on around the Citadel. Sets a mysterious tone.
Spot on.
Yeah.
Okay, so next morning, after some joking about vegetarian breakfast making you hungrier.
Mm, always good banter. They press on. And eventually, they reach this narrow ravine. The old road used to go through here.
And they see clues. Broken pillars with dwarven graffiti on them.
Ooh, interesting. Suggest dwarves were here, maybe built something. History layers.
Exactly. Big hint about the backstory of this whole area. Could mean lost lore, maybe old dwarven defenses, or dangers.
And more recent signs, too. Campfires. Hidden ones. Maybe 30, 40 days old.
Yeah, that's a red flag, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who else was here? What by hide? Adds another layer of mystery. Maybe competition.
Could be. There's a sturdy rope tied to a pillar leading down about 50 feet to a ledge.
And one of the characters, Sam D., climbs down, notices handholds carved into the cliff.
Suggests it wasn't always just a rope climb. Maybe it was a proper path once.
Right. A place that was maintained but has fallen into disrepair tells a story just through the environment.
So the ledge looks out over this gulf of darkness, and there's a stairway zigzagging down further.
The rest of the party joins Sam D. They notice little forest critters hear scratching.
And the scratching gets louder. Uh-oh. Three giant rats pop out.
Another combat. Keeps them on their toes. Even approaching the main goal, danger's still around.
Classic fantasy pest, the giant rat. But it works. Keeps the tension up.
So, another fight. More spells firebolt this time. Melee attacks. One rat's apparently tougher than the others.
That's a little wrinkle. After the rats are dealt with, more clues. Footprints. Humanoid ones. About 30 days old again, heading down the stairs.
And they find an old stone ring. Ash. Goblin-made spear tips.
Okay, so goblins are definitely involved. And maybe interacting with whoever left the humanoid prints. Conflict, perhaps.
Seems likely. The clues are building up. Goblins, recent humanoids, dwarven history. It's getting complex.
Finally, they head down these rough stairs, maybe 5 feet wide, and they get their first proper look at the Sunless Citadel.
And the description sounds amazing. Long forgotten, lightless windows, cracked towers leaning over.
Yeah, and this cold breeze smelling of dust and rot really sets a mood, doesn't it? Ominous. You immediately know this place is old and probably dangerous.
Definitely. Great atmosphere building by the GM. It just screams lost dungeon.
So the stairs end in the small courtyard. It used to be a battlement, apparently. But the Citadel's sunk so much, it's level now. Full of rubble.
That sinking detail is great. Really emphasizes the age, the neglect, like the earth is reclaiming it.
To the west is the main structure, and there's a door. Looks like the easiest way in.
They check for traps, always smart, nothing found. More of those 30-day-old tracks leading inside, so in they go.
And inside, it's grim. A circular, cobbled area, four dead goblins scattered around.
Looks like they died in a fight maybe a month ago, and one is impaled on the wall with a spear. Yeah. Nasty visual.
Yeah, really drives home that there's been recent violence. Confirms the goblin presence. Three doors lead off, plus the one they came through. And this broken tower above. But silence. No movement.
Creepy. That impaled goblin is a strong image. A warning. Left by who?
Good question. One player grabs the spear, naturally. And behind the body, writing?
Ah, the mystery script. Nobody can read it. Not common. Not elvish, goblin, abyssal. Nothing they know.
Smart move, though they copy it down. Gotta figure that out later. Classic adventure hook.
Totally. Hints at deeper secrets. Good thinking by the players to preserve it.
So they check another door. Leads to a corridor, 10 feet wide, three more doors off it.
Use a light spell to see. Doors northeast, northwest, south. Check for traps again.
Nope.
They open the south door first. Small stone room. There's this upright keg, rusty iron, pipes going into the floor. It's like old plumbing. Water pump, maybe?
Weird. Seems mundane, almost, in this forgotten magical place. Nobody's inside. Then they check the north door. Empty room, just rocky debris. Okay.
But then, They open the south door again. The keg room. And bam! Surprise!
Right out of the keg, two elemental creatures burst out. One's all hot steam, the other freezing cold air and ice.
Whoa! Talk about unexpected. Magical plumbing indeed. A mundane object suddenly becomes deadly. Love that twist. Keeps players guessing.
Totally subverts expectations. So, initiative again. Combat, round three.
Party throws everything at them. Melee. Spells. Someone uses Cone of Cold, fittingly, on the ice one.
And some smart tactics, too. One player moves in, baits the steam elemental into an attack of opportunity, then moves out.
Risky, but clever. Draws its attention. The steam one does hit someone, though. Wounds them.
Another player uses Booming Blade, then backs off. Tactical retreats. They focus fire.
And eventually, they manage to take down both elementals. Intense fight. Shows them using their abilities, working together more.
Definitely. Afterwards, patching up wounds with the healer's kit. Then someone spends 10 minutes casting Detect Magic in the keg room.
Good idea. See if there's lingering magic. But no aura, however.
They search the keg itself and find 5 tiny sapphires inside.
Uh-huh. The components, maybe?
Yeah.
For the spell that trapped the elementals in there.
Seems likely. A great clue. Explains why elementals popped out of a rusty keg and hints at the kind of magic used in the Citadel.
Adds another layer, right? Specific components for specific spells. Makes the magic feel a bit more grounded in a way.
And that pretty much wraps up the action for this first session we've looked at.
Yeah, what a start.
So that brings us to the end of this deep dive into session one of the Sunless Citadel, run by GM Wintermute. We saw the call to adventure, the trek through that forest.
That surprise plant monster ambush.
The creepy descent, finding the Citadel, the dead goblins, and that really bizarre elemental fight in the plumbing room.
Yeah, what really stands out is how the GM mixes those familiar D&D beats with stuff that's genuinely weird and unexpected, like the plant guys or the keg elementals.
Makes it feel fresh, doesn't it? The descriptions, the player reactions. You really get a sense of exploration and danger.
Definitely. And it leaves us, and you, the learner, with a ton of questions.
Oh, yeah. What's that writing say? What's the real story of this place? The dwarves.
And what else is lurking down there? More elementals. Goblins. Something worse.
This session really sets the stage brilliantly. Shows you need prep, teamwork, and maybe a bit of luck.
Couldn't agree more. It's a great foundation for the rest of the adventure.
We really hope this deep dive gave you a good taste of how this Sunless Citadel adventure began and maybe got you thinking about what might happen next. Join us next time for another exploration.
And maybe something to think about. If an old keg can hide elemental fury, what other everyday objects around us might hold secrets we can't even imagine?